Maybe you think Drover's words went through me like a jolt of electricity, that I was shocked and perhaps even frightened. Not at all. I took it calmly. In fact, I even chuckled. Relax, Drover, there is no raccoon in the yard. Shall I tell you why?
Well, I guess, but he's there. I can see him.
He's not there and you can't see him. Here's why. Point one, your credibility as a witness has already been stained beyond repair by your phony rat report. As you know, it caused us a great deal of embarrassment and came within a whiskey of making us appear foolish in front of the cat, Whisker.
Yeah, but...
I'm not finished. Point two. If there were actually a raccoon in the yard, it would disprove our theory on cats. Do you remember our theory on cats?
Well, let me think here.
Cats lie, Drover. They always lie. They lie when there's no reason for it. They lie when it would be easier to tell the truth. Hensley, any statement made by a cat is false. Period.
Yeah, but
if Pete says there's a raccoon in the yard, it means there's no raccoon in the yard. The proof is scientific, mathematical, and irrefutable.
Yeah, but I saw something over there.
He cocked his ear and pointed to a rustling sound.
Hear that?
I hear it, Drover. And now I will prove that it isn't a coon. Follow me and study your lessons. We crept forward on silent paws. My eyes were locked on the spot from whence the sound was coming. Closer and closer we crept. I could see him now, the dark outline of some manner of animal or beast, but certainly not a raccoon. He was sitting on his haunches, batting a sheet with his front paws. In certain respects, his profile resembled a raccoon, but we already knew that was impossible. Perhaps he was a skunk. Yes, a skunk who had disguised himself as a raccoon. They do that sometimes, although... It was a very clever disguise. It would have fooled a lot of dogs, but it so happened that I was familiar with their many tricks and disguises. Drover, do you smell a skunk?
Nope, sure don't.
Neither do I. You see what this means?
Sure. He's not a skunk, because he's a raccoon.
Never fall for the obvious, son. These guys are clever beyond your wildest dreams. He's obviously gone to great lengths to disguise his skunk odor. In this business, we have an old saying, the cooner they look, the skunker they are.
I don't get it.
It means the more he appears to be a raccoon, the stronger the proof that he's actually a skunk, disguising himself to resemble a coon. Does he look exactly like a raccoon?
Yep, sure does.
There you are. This little creep is a master of disguises, but we must be very careful. Once we expose him and blow his cover, he's liable to give us a spraying. Better let me handle this.
Fine with me. I still say he's a coon.
What?
I said, he's playing with a spoon.
No, that's a sheet. He's batting the sheet. Drover came to a halt.
Hank, do you see who that is? It's Eddie the Rack.
I stopped in my tracks and squinted into the darkness. What I saw sent shockwaves all the way out to the end of my tail. My mind swirled and tumbled. I felt faint. My legs began to wobble. I had to sit down. Drover, rush me to the sewer. I'm a sick dog.
What's wrong?
I stared into the emptiness of his eyes. That's Eddie the Rack. Don't you see what this means?
Well, I guess not.
I slumped to the ground. My voice had fallen to a croaky whisper. It means, Drover, that the cat told us the truth.
Yeah, he's a nice kitty.
He's wrecked my theory on cats. I can't go on, Drover. I'm finished. I can't bear to live in a world where cats tell the truth. Goodbye, old friend. I closed my eyes and felt myself slipping out into the dark sea of...
Wait a minute.
I opened my eyes and sat up. He did this on purpose, the little sneak. Don't you get it?
He knew it would turn my whole world upside down and cause me to doubt everything that is dear and precious. I leaped to my feet. But it won't work, Drover. We must be strong, even as the rafters of life are crashing down upon our heads. Why are you staring at me?
Well, I'm kind of confused.
I turned away from his loony stare, gathered my thoughts, then placed a paw on his shoulder. Drover, being a dunce has its advantages. You're spared some of life's darkest moments. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Eddie's tearing up that sheet.
What?
Eddie the Rack. He's ripping up Sally Mae's sheet.
I blinked my eyes, and slowly my thoughts returned from the edge of the abyss. There sat Drover, the little simpleton, who understood nothing of the terrible crisis I had just endured. Oh yes, Eddie. Life goes on, doesn't it? Very well, let's place him under arrest. Leaving the terrible crisis behind me, I took a deep breath of air and returned to my job of protecting the ranch from villains, monsters, and destructive little raccoons. I marched over to Eddie and beamed him a look of purest steel.
Well, well, it's our old friend, Eddie the Rack.
He stopped playing with the sheet and looked up at me.
Oh, hi. Found this laundry. What a blast.
Eddie, you've come back to the ranch for a little visit, I suppose, and in some ways, that's nice. It's touching that you have fond memories of your time here, but one of the things you may have forgotten is that we have laws. One of those laws is no raccoons in the yard. Therefore, I have no choice.
Okay, sure. Hey, watch this.
He climbed under the sheet.
I'm a ghost. Woo!
He flapped his arms and made a spooky sound. Woo! You know what? Drover fell for it.
Hank, where'd he go? And look, oh my gosh, there's a ghost.
He started to run, but I caught him and pulled him back. Relax, Drover. It's just Eddie. He's playing.
Yeah, but he was there just a second ago, and now...
I'm telling you, it's Eddie. You know how raccoons are, always goofing off. Here, watch this. I turned to Eddie. Okay, pal, that's enough. Come out from under the sheet. The clothespins came unsnapped, and the sheet settled over the top of him. He stood up and, began, slouching towards us, I guess you might say. I felt the hair rising on the back of my neck. Eddie, this has gone far enough. I command you to come out and stop this nonsense at once. Do you hear? Eddie? He kept coming. Drover began edging towards a fence.
Hank, I don't like this. Something's happened. Eddie's disappeared and that thing's coming to get us.
Drover, don't be ridiculous. Stand your ground and...
I found myself edging towards the fence alongside Drover. I was 100% sure this was Eddie and not some, ghost or something. But still... Okay, maybe I wasn't 100% sure, but... I was pretty sure this was Eddie, although, come to think of it, he didn't look much like Eddie. The thing under the sheet was big and scary and...
Hey, this is a very strange world we live in, and a guy hates to take chances with his own life, right?
We crept backwards, moving away from the... whatever it was, Eddie or, a laundry monster. Have we discussed laundry monsters? They're very rare, and in my whole career, I'd only seen a couple of them. Our intelligence reports indicated that they're usually peaceful and maybe even playful.
That's at first. Our reports also warned that they should never be approached because they can turn nasty in the blink of an eye. You've read about grizzly bears? Same deal. Your grizzly bears seem cute and fluffy at first, but suddenly they show their huge teeth and attack.
And you know what else? They eat dogs.
We had no reason to think this was a grizzly bear. In fact, we were 100% sure it wasn't a grizzly bear, but we were beginning to wonder if it might turn out to be, well, one of those rare laundry. He raised his ghostly arms and let out another blood-curdling moan. Blood-curdling moan, I should say. And you may not believe this, but all at once I had a powerful feeling that my blood was beginning to curdle. Honest, no kidding. Well, fellers, this was a very bad sign. I mean, all our training had taught us to beware of this kind of thing. Let's see if I can remember the exact quote. At the first sign of curdled blood, a dog should go straight into code 3 barking. If the curdling process continues for more than 2 minutes, the dog should seek shelter at once. There you are, straight out of the cow dog manual of codes and procedures. It was beginning to appear that Drover and I had stumbled into a situation that was not only dangerous, but also life-threatening. Drover, I need to ask you a question. At this moment, do you get the feeling that your blood is being, well, curdled or something like that?
Yeah, I think it is. How about yours?
Affirmative. This is worse than I thought.
I knew it! Oh, my leg!
I don't want to alarm you, Drover, but it's beginning to appear that we've stumbled right into the middle of a laundry monster.
Oh my gosh, what happened to Eddie?
We don't know the answer to that. Maybe the monster ate him.
Poor little guy.
Right, Eddie was a sneak, but I couldn't help liking him.
And now he's gone.
Exactly, now he's gone, devoured bone and toenail by that horrible monster.
Oh my gosh, even his toenails? What are we gonna do?
That was the throbbing question that lay before us. At this time, it's my duty to report that the rest of this file has been put under lock and key. It's just too scary for your average reader, especially the kids. Sorry, but the next chapter cannot, should not, and must not be read by anyone under the age of 35. Sorry.